All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
What's going on? I'm Scott from Koenig. Nick, still from Koenig for the time being. And we are back with another episode of Wheel Wednesday. Welcome back. We hope you're having a good week. We are going to get right into it. Before we do, throw that.
You better not forget that.
Throw that that thumbs up and make sure you hit that subscribe button down below if you haven't already done so.
Very nice.
All right, so we're getting right back into it. If you have seen last week's podcast, we actually put out this thing and we said, "Hey, look, we're going to go through sponsorship proposals. We're going to allow you to send us your sponsorship proposals." And the idea here was that we would give you an opportunity to get some real granular critique on your proposals.
On your sponsorship proposals, right.
And don't get me wrong, in this process, if we were to see one that we wanted to sponsor or whatever, we would. But this wasn't one of those, you know, contests per se or whatever where we are looking for sponsored people because we have plenty of them. But we did get some – we got – more than I thought we would. We had about 12 proposals that came in, and we have picked
six or seven of them.
They all presented good, clear opportunities for us to give you really good examples about what you should be looking for when you send in a proposal. Here are some things that I'll say before we even get started. First thing is, just because we're reviewing this, and yes, they'll be a little bit more centric to Wheels and Koenig at this juncture, but remember that a lot of the things that we're going to talk about here and a lot of things that we're going to say can be used in any sponsorship that you would apply for many different companies, even outside of the automotive segment.
Right, and I think even last week we mentioned, like, it doesn't have to be a sponsorship proposal for Koenig.
Right.
It could just be a sponsorship proposal in general that you're looking to send to another company,
right.
And for whatever it is. And we were going to go over it and look through it and just kind of give out some of the points. But I'm pretty sure all the ones we got,
they're all Koenig.
But
they're good. And we have a good mix. And I think that if you are – obviously, this podcast is going to get lengthy.
Yeah.
But what I would say is this, is that if you really are looking for a sponsorship – for another company, and you're looking for something to get real good feedback. How do I make a proposal? What kind of things should I include? What kind of things are companies looking for? This is one of those ones that you want to take your time and watch. Maybe it's not all at one shot.
Maybe it's piece by piece.
And we're gonna try to edit this in a way that's gonna condense it a little bit, but it's still maybe.
We also might do like little segment things here and there.
Yeah,
talks are in the works, but it is gonna be a little bit of a lengthy podcast. So strap in.
Right.
And you want to get started with the first proposal?
I do. But before we do, we had a conversation right before we got started. We wanted to come up with some sort of criteria to help judge these again. And I'm going to run through what those criteria are.
Right. And there's a little bit of like a point system kind of grading it a little bit.
Right. To help these proposals stack in against one another. We're going to put numbers to them.
Right.
Not for the sake of making one of them
better than the other.
Yes. But for the idea that by doing so, it will give you a clearer thought about where they rank.
And like what you could have improved on in the proposal.
Like what areas, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to rank these things on four overall components. First one is going to be overall effort, design, and presentation. So this is like, what does the proposal look like? Do we feel that you put time into this, or is it something that you wrote like at the red light while you were waiting, you know, in the car driving to work?
I would hope that they didn't do that at the red light. It's dangerous.
It's good, you know, we're going to look at that in totality. Also, information. We're going to look at information as far as what is the build info, status. You know, did the person give some information on themselves without going too entailed? And does it talk about the project? We're going to be looking for information on the vehicle itself, its sponsorship use that you think that you're going to use the product for. And then we're going to, like, what are you looking for? Did you tell us what kind of things?
Right. Or did you just say, hey, please sponsor me?
Right. And also in this section, any noteworthy relationships, other sponsors, or anybody that we currently need to know about that may be involved in your program. Next point is going to be exposure plan and the value that comes with it. So these are going to be things like the social media accounts that you have, opportunities for the brand that you're applying to sponsorship for, any upcoming media that you have that's going to, you know, increase the value and the exposure of the relationship, media that you'll be able to supply to us or to the company that you're looking to apply to that they can use in their social or advertising mix, and any other exposure that the brand may receive as a result of the partnership that you're hoping to form.
Right.
And then finally, this is you know, one of those ones is going to be creativity. Now, we've given these point totals. Why don't you give me the point totals?
So I was actually just about to. So the point totals, so for effort, design, or presentation, we gave that 10 points.
Right.
So we're going to rank that 1 through 10. For information such as build info, use, what you're looking for, we also gave that a 10 because they're equally as important. For the exposure plan, we gave that a 15, so we're going to rate that 1 through 15 because...
So it's exposure and value, and that's why there's an increased...
Right, so that's why it's so much more, or that's why it has 5 extra points than the other two. And then we have creativity, which is only 5 points, because although it's important, and you know, when you're trying to get sponsored, it's not as important.
Yeah, and I think that's debatable. I mean, when we're looking at these as far as...
Well, as important as, like, the other ones.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, not what you said. What you said wasn't wrong. But I mean, like, I think the creativity, some people could say, oh, well, that would be the thing that gets your foot in the door a lot of times, so it's really important. But here's why we didn't give it a majority of the points. And it's because, in theory, you could put together a very good sponsorship proposal... depending on who's viewing it and their current attention level.
Yeah.
You know, you could do a good job and not have a really creative proposal, but in the same respect, that creativity, I think, is a plus for...
just grabbing attention, really.
Yeah. So we wanted to give it some...
Yeah, you know, like all of these other ones actually have to do with... what you're going to be able to offer to the company. This is just more so like attention grabbing and making it, I guess, more bearable for them to look through, you know, especially because companies get hundreds of them weekly.
I agree. So let's get right into the first one, right?
All
right.
So I have a random order of them here.
All you have to do is show me what the... Got it. Yep. And I'll bring it up over here.
How do you want to do this? You want to actually read this and bring it out? I'll read this. We'll put it on.
We'll read the short. The shorter ones we'll read.
Yeah, the shorter ones we'll read. Some of them are as simple as an email and a paragraph, and other ones are as long as like multiple PDFs, pages and stuff. But all right, so let's run through this one. So it's an email, just an email, no PDF.
It's a single
paragraph. It says, "Dear Koenig, I would love to discuss a possible partnership with your amazing wheel company. I love racing in basically any form and attended many race events growing up. I've only just recently been able to start participating. I have a 2017 Subaru STI, which after finally getting dialed in, I participated in a few local autocross events. While I still have a lot of room to grow and improve with my driving, I think my early results show a lot of promise. Each event sign up has a field to list personal sponsors, and I can't think of a better company to be able to list and promote as I strive to achieve top results each race day. In the 2021 season, my plan is to participate in every single local autocross event." He also put the autocross club, I'm not going to say which one it is, "and as many of the possible neighboring clubs. Please let me know if there's any more info you would like from me. I look forward to hearing from you."
You want me to go? I don't know if we should go. I feel like before we do the point totals, we should go through some of these, the key points on this thing.
Well, all right. So, I mean, just looking at this off the bat, you know, it's pretty short. There's really not that much information there. The value isn't really there, as far as like what he's planning to do for the company, aside from putting, you know, the name on the list. Mm-hmm. Like he says he's going to spread the word. He doesn't really explain how he plans on doing that or how Autocross is going to really bring that much exposure. You know, he's a fairly new driver, which means he's still growing. He still has a lot to do. And, you know, I guess maybe one of the benefits is that, like, he'll be documenting his journey. So that means there'll be media coverage, whether it be photo or video. He also wasn't very descriptive on that when he said documenting. So that, you know, overall, the email is just kind of vague as far as, like, what he's really offering, you know?
Yeah. So, all right. So let's start like this. I think putting in a proposal like this borders on a hot mess. Now, when I say this, I don't mean it really critical like it sounds. What I mean is that this is the quickest way to get your proposal deleted. And I'll explain why. So, first off, thank you to the people that sent these in. These are not meant to knock or hurt anybody, but I hope that this helps you look at this stuff and go, okay, you know what? Now I really have an understanding of what needs to happen what I need to change to get viewed. Right.
Right. I'm going to just reiterate this and, you know, put a little disclaimer, but like, we're not bashing anybody. We're just going through and saying where improvements could be made on these proposals.
Yeah. So first thing is, don't send an email, email one paragraph, whatever it may be. I think that's, you didn't put, there's really no time or effort put in here. I know this person probably has the best intentions of heart. I can tell it by the tone of the email. And I can also tell that they're kind of new to the whole game, but they're also an automotive enthusiast. So that's really good. But when it comes down to some of this stuff, you're not really showing that you really care a whole bunch other than the words you've put into your email. So what I would say is, first off,
what do you mean by that? Care in what sense?
Well, you sent an email. You know, if somebody's going to put in the time to put into, let's say, a PDF, or somebody's going to put some design presentation.
You mean care about, like, whether or not they're approved or... Yeah,
the amount of effort that's put into something, you know, right. it's in the background of how much you actually want something.
Which is our first point.
Right. So I would say, should we go through these, like just do the points, like, as we go?
Yeah, you know what? Section? Let's...
Are we joint pointing or cost averaging or...
No. So here's what we're going to do. They're going to get an overall rating in total for it at the end of it, but we'll go each one, rate it 1 through 10, 1 through 10, 1 through 15, 1 through 5, and then we'll add up the total score at the end of it.
Yeah, so it's just a refresh here. It's a 40-point total.
Right.
10, 15, 5, and there's
you
one...
You have a note there to grade them?
Something like that. So here's the thing. There's one other part that's included that doesn't have any points, but can easily start deducting points. Things like grammar, spelling, clear thoughts, and tones are all givens. You don't get points for those. Like,
no.
You don't have them, you lose points.
Yeah. While I was reading through it, I didn't really notice. It seemed like, for the most part, it was concise. I know, looking through some of them before, there was a couple of them that were...
Yeah, I think, but let's look at this real quick. I think that the overall effort of doing a single email is not a good look. You remember, when you apply for sponsorship, you're being compared to everybody that sends in proposals, and this would rank very, very low on that, you know, comparative scale. Right. That's the first thing. Second thing is, there's no images or real build information attached to this proposal. So you're making us do the legwork to now go find it.
Right.
And you've supplied us
an
Instagram, which I looked at, and I could tell you're a real enthusiast, which is something that we love. But what's not great is you don't really have a following or much media or put up a lot of posts.
Right.
So what does that translate down to? And we've talked about this before. Do you need to have a lot of followers, subscribers to be sponsored? The answer is no. But, you know, in this given instance, when we start talking about, you know, your Instagram, first off, you're making us go there to look at pictures of your car. When we get there, you know, when we talk about the idea that you're showing that you want to have value or you want to develop a long-term relationship with a company, mm-hmm. What's missing is the fact that you're not running our wheels, and it doesn't look like you have any intention of even thinking about getting our product. Now,
so
that's not necessary, but...
I wanted to chime in real quick. So talking about, you know, the value on it and, you know, how vague he was and what you just said on how you don't need to have a big following in order to get a sponsorship. I mean, a little bit of following at least, or, you know, be established on your Instagram page to show like what it is you really are about. But not only that, if you don't have a big following, you have to also explain like what kind of exposure you're going to be getting at events. Maybe
if you do have a big following, you need to explain how you're going to get exposure at events.
Well,
you always have to explain how you're going to get exposure at events. Now,
even more so.
The one thing I'll say is when you give somebody your Instagram account, you need to make sure that this is an equation of a photographer that wants to get work based off their portfolio, but they don't really have any good images in their portfolio. Yeah. Right? Like, when you're going to give somebody your Instagram account, you have to be understand that they're going to look at that in a critical way. They want to see, does this display the kind of things that I'm going to get from this person? Does this have a following? Does he have a lot of interaction? Like, why would he give me the Instagram unless it's something for me to look at? So
right.
If you're going to give something, make sure you're showing how it's a value to the company. And when we go to some of these Instagram pages, it's just not showing that. And
right.
So, again, does it have to be a lot of followers? No. Maybe you take really dope pictures. Maybe you do a lot of events. And when we go there, we're going to see 3,000 posts, 197 followers, but or whatever it is, but you have 3,000 posts that shows how you constantly are just,
grinding,
you know, out all these events and doing all the...
Yeah.
All right, so we can see value in the events. You know, maybe you're going to go and you're going to show how, you know, you do this really unique photography and it's really different, like, cool. Like, but when you send somebody something and it just doesn't convey enough, I think that's the failure with that. Let's see. Your events schedule, you didn't really give one, but you do allude to the fact you do local autocross. I think it's cool. I think the problem is that you've put yourself into a boat where there's so many tens of or hundreds of thousands of people that would rank exactly where you are.
Right.
Basically, you haven't really elevated yourself out of noise, and you haven't demonstrated why you would be different than every other proposal we get.
Right.
So I think that for the most part, that's enough of this proposal as far as talking about it. I think we gave some granular things.
Yeah.
Let's go to the grading.
So I think overall effort, I'm going to say that that's very low.
I'm going to say zero.
But, wow. I was going to give him like a two.
No. Nope. You know, even on it, there's going to be other, first off, the person that sent this in, that's not a dig. I think you did. You put something out there, and I think that this will help you build it better. So use it for that. That's why we're not mentioning names. Like,
right.
We didn't give you, like, it's on purpose that it was like this. And I think that just take the criticism and make the proposal better. Right. But
right.
We have other email type proposals like that. Even though I just said it's a pet peeve, and they're more in depth than that because they included other information. They included images of the vehicle, images of the build,
right.
Parts on the build, stuff like that. And because of that, I think that this really doesn't deserve points for overall effort, design, and presentation.
Okay. So for moving forward, like I'll have my opinion on the points, but I'll let you actually
put
the numbers on them. Because like you,
because I'm harsh. No,
because you looked at hundreds of these a week, and like these are the first ones I probably looked at since I started here.
I feel you. So now what we're gonna do? We gotta keep track of this, right? Are you gonna add this up later, or we need to do this?
So you know what? On the other side of this, I'm just gonna write.
We're going to write on the things.
I'll just write it on here.
All right, so first one is zero. The next is going to be information, build information, status, information about the project, vehicle sponsorship, stuff like that.
So the build info isn't really there. What he's planning to do to the car, use is kind of there.
No, he said he's going to go to local autocross, so I think that counts, right?
For build info?
No, I'm talking about for use and stuff like that.
No. I said use. I said the use is there.
Right.
But the build info really isn't there. We don't know much about what you're planning to do to the car other than put a set of Koenig wheels on it.
Right.
What you're looking for, like, are you just looking for wheels? Or are you looking for...
Right. What wheels are you looking for? What kind of things? What kind of product? Right.
Current noteworthy relationships, if there are none... Or if any, I mean, if there are none, should they still mention like, oh, I'm not currently sponsored by anyone else, or
I don't think you have to, but you know, but like establishing some key pieces to your build and what makes it unique is important. And here's why: just because even if you had done a really good sponsorship proposal, as far as like you know, like you made it on really colorful paper and you cut out like origami ducks and like let's say you make it look awesome. Here's the problem.
Imagine you get a box in origami ducks. Please sponsor me.
Right. At the end of the day, this is not all about effort. In other words, this isn't about what did you leave out. And some of this stuff your score is also related to what's inside.
Right.
So it just means that you're not, like, I believe what's happening here is you're going to see that this is also going to be a low score. But remember, this is because... there's not a lot of value here yet, which means that you have to keep working to establish that value.
Right.
Right?
So what would you rate the information?
I would say from a sponsorship proposal aspect, I'm going to say 4. Because I think when we look at the categories, he hit those categories. He just didn't have a lot to offer in those categories.
Right.
Right? All right.
So the next one, exposure plan and value. This is the one that, you know, you get extra points for on this. Because it's so much important. So
he talked about a social account, and he talked about that's pretty much it. I mean, he said that he wanted to give us value. He said that he wanted to do some things, but he didn't really say what that was.
Yeah.
Right. I can only imagine that it's just because, like, we're going to get some exposure on his social media, which he doesn't have a lot of following for, or he's going to, you know, put some decals on the car and run his local autocross, so then we're talking about word of mouth, which means that if you come into contact with, say, 30 people that are autocrossing in that weekend, or, you know, consistently, usually the same type of guys that show up to the same local events, that, you know, it's your word of mouth to influence those people only. So I would say that, you know, as far as, you know, the amount of information you've supplied in this section of the proposal, out of 15, I'm gonna go there and say 4 again. Oh. He's like cringing because
I'm just like, okay.
Okay. and then creativity, you know,
I would zero that.
Yeah, it's gonna be a zero for me.
Yeah, it's not very creative. There was no media, there was no real presentation on it.
Yeah.
There was no.
So I would say zero. So we're gonna rank this baby right up there with 8 out of 40. Now again, don't let this get discouraged. I know it seems like it's bad, but here's the thing: you are helping other people right now because we are putting things out there.
And yourself, because now you can go back at, you know, this proposal that you sent in, and you can be like, "Wow, I need to do all of these." And also, like, stay tuned, continue watching, and seeing some of the other proposals that we have, because some of the other ones actually, Scott was taken aback, I was taken aback, and we were just like, wow, like, this is actually a really good presentation, and that's why we're going to use those as examples.
Yeah.
But all right, so shall I?
And a couple people got emails from me when I, like, I actually, a couple people I emailed directly just to be like, hey, this is really good, or this part was really good, or whatever it was. So, yeah, let's get the next one.
All right, cool. So this next one, I'll show you down here.
Got it. Okay. So.
It's a little bit of a longer paragraph. We're getting into a rhythm.
So I don't think we should read the whole thing.
Okay.
Let's surmise this, and then once we do that, let's go into the pieces here, right?
Okay. I'm trying to.
Do you, like, it's hard to, like, without reading it to give context?
Yeah, without reading it, it's just kind of like hard to put it together. But let's see, I'll do my best. All right, so
just read it, but go. Like, skim read.
So pretty much this next guy, he saw on the live stream, so he didn't even see the podcast. He saw it on the live stream that we do every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I actually watched it last week.
Just read it.
Yeah, okay, I'm just going to read it. It's taking longer. So just saw your live stream on Instagram. Hearing that you guys are giving out a sponsorship, I hopped on the YouTube and subscribed and liked your podcast. So first he watched our live stream, and then he watched the podcast. Right. That's how he found out about this. I'm really glad you guys made that video. So with that fresh in my mind, here's my sponsorship submission. My name is – I'm crossing his name out.
Of course.
He has a little bit of a backstory on his life.
Right.
So let's see. 27 years ago, his family opened up a part-time auto shop and spent his whole life working on cars and trucks. And God only knows.
Sorry, keep going.
His family. He grew up working on cars. Today, he completely runs the shop, and he started a YouTube channel. He rides pit bikes. All right, I'm going to continue reading from here.
Yeah.
I ride pit bikes and build mostly off-road vehicles out of the junk and salvage from the back 40 acres. These junkers that I build normally end up at a derby. And there's all kinds of small-town events near me. So, this is my favorite part of it. So let's get to the point. I can't help you guys with a lot of views as I'm a small channel, but I could help to showcase how strong and durable your wheels are. I like putting things to the test and comparing them to other brands. I will gladly abuse your wheels to their limits as I know how strong they are. I've never owned a set, but I've had plenty come through my shop. Currently, I have an 04 RSX that I turned into a Ute, and I also have a 91 Miata. Nice.
All right, I think we're there.
Yeah, so we're pretty much there. The last thing it just says, can't wait for you guys to review my submission on YouTube. Should be a great laugh, if nothing else. Well, I hope you're watching.
So I think I can pretty much run through this one really fast.
All right.
You ready?
Let's get through.
First thing is, again, pet peeve about sending in an email, but at least this time he did attach some pictures.
Right.
Nothing about the builds, nothing about really anything to do with his program. It does talk about his YouTube channel. I did check out the YouTube channel. He's right. It doesn't really have any following, and his view count is even lower. So we can't use that as a method of value when we look at your sponsorship proposal in depth.
Right.
But with that said, I got to tell you, I love the tone of this guy because he's demonstrated, one, that he really is a fan. He saw us on the live stream, which means he tunes in, right? Then he went and watched our YouTube thing, so he's showing that he kind of wants to be part of the community.
He took the initiative to go onto the YouTube. All right. So I was kind of taking it the other way. I was like, he only saw on the live stream. He doesn't actually watch our YouTube.
No, his tone is good. He's got listen, he's a car enthusiast because he's got some cool projects. Listen, not everybody has a ton of money to build projects with, right?
Yeah.
So he took an RSX and he made it into a Ute. And if you don't know what a Ute is, it's kind of like the modern Monte Carlo of the car world.
Pretty much.
Australia had a lot of them.
They're like.
So he made like a pickup out of it.
Yeah,
is what he did.
They're like smaller pickups.
And it's pretty cool looking. And he's got a Miata, which we all know is kind of an enthusiast car to begin with.
Awesome car.
His family's really, you know, in there. So he's always a car guy, and that and that does resonate with our brand. So I really do like that tone of it. I think that, again, you know, you lose some points if you're turning in a formal proposal because you lose a little bit on grammar and spelling and effort and stuff like that. So let's.
Right. So those are the things that I was going to point out.
Okay.
And then I also had a few insights on the value.
Right.
And just a couple of things I underlined here the first time we read through it. I don't know how I feel about the putting it to the test and comparing to other brands thing.
Okay.
especially if, you know, you're going to derbies to kind of destroy them. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? I personally don't think that's...
I don't know that I would put it in there as a main point of contention or a main point of, like, hey... like, check this out kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But I do think that there's something to it. I think it's fun. I think it's funny. I think that this guy probably could, you know, put out something that would be comical, and he seems like he has the right tone for it. So I appreciate that. But, you know, is this something we could sponsor? The answer is no. I mean, no, we couldn't sponsor this. But let's go through. And the first one, just to be clear, the first proposal we did, the answer is no. Also, we couldn't sponsor that.
Oh yeah.
So, all right. So let's go through. Let's go through the rundown here. I'm trying to come up with some sort of format. I feel like we're getting into a stride.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So we're gonna go through the points now.
Yeah. Overall design and presentation. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, he added photos, so I would give him a 2.
Nick, you got me covered. I'm right there with you.
I would at least give him the 2 because he added photos.
Okay. Information, so build info, sponsorship, what are you looking for, whatever. What do you think about this?
So, I mean, he put what he was looking for, and he put the use, what he's planning to use it for. But I don't know. I think it's not really enough.
Okay.
As far as like what kind of content he's gonna be making with it, or what he's really gonna be doing with the wheels aside from like destroying them.
So I'm gonna chalk this one up to a 4.
Out of 10. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know, he gave what he had, right?
Okay.
That's fair. 3, exposure plan, value.
This is the big one. This is the 15-pointer.
Right. He gave not much to work with there.
I mean, the social's not really there. The offering of media coverage.
I don't really see Instagram. I saw the YouTube.
He put the YouTube.
But like, if you have multiple channels, like
you got to put them all in.
I mean,
the ones you're planning to use to market.
Right, and if they're not big, you know, that's something you have to decide. Again, I would argue that if they're not big, you know, you could put them into your proposal, but understand that if you're not returning enough value, there's a good chance you're not going to get sponsored anyway.
Right.
Right.
The only exposure plan that's really in there is putting wheels on the cars and bringing the cars to the derbies,
or to filming on his channel. So I guess
and filming on his channel, but he doesn't even, you know, he gave us the channel for us to check out, but there's no real explanation on how much exposure, how many people actually show up to those derbies.
Right.
You know, we don't know if it's a couple hundred people or 7 people around a ditch.
Right.
Banging cars around.
I agree. I couldn't agree with you more. So what are your thoughts?
I was going to say anywhere between like a 3 and a 5.
All right. Let's put it in the middle. We'll go 4.
Cool.
And I'm going to go right on the creativity level, and I'm going to say 0. There's nothing really creative about this. You know what? Give him 0.5. I'm giving him 0.5. I'll tell you why. All right. You get a 0.5. Here's why I'm giving you 0.5.
Out of correct.
I'm giving you 0.5. Because I think it's funny that you brought out a story that seems like it would be pretty light and humorous. You seem like the kind of guy that I'd probably end up wanting to hang out with and just do
pretty
like
much.
Cool cars.
Yeah, I have a friend like that. He has old cars upstate that he just likes
now,
to destroy.
I should take away his 0.5 for his grammatical and spelling thing, but I'm going to let it slide.
All right. Yeah, we'll let it slide for this.
So this one, the last one, we had 8 out of 40. This is a 10.5.
This is a 10.5 out of 40.
All right.
So,
all right.
Shall we? I don't know what I was doing. All right.
Go into the next one.
That one goes there. Let's see. Okay. This one.
Okay, I got
is
it.
Is lengthy.
This one is lengthy. I've seen. I know who these people are.
I'm gonna need a minute with this one. I need both hands for this.
Want me to take care of it? Give it to me.
Drop the mic.
Give it to me. I'll take care of it. I got it. I have it up anyway.
Oh yeah. Okay. You have it there, so you can take care of it.
So all right. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through this proposal. How are we even going to do this? Like, are we going to show them? Well,
you know what? We can kind of just.
Let me summarize it.
I don't. You have yours there. Why are you stealing mine?
I don't know. It's like a habit.
Gosh.
Jeez. All right. So this is a 6-page. Proposal. On this proposal, they have a quick initial summary, and it just gives a quick summary of kind of where they are, what they do, and how they believe that there's going to be a relationship that's going to be built there. Additionally, they go into an about area where they kind of break down their team and their vehicle. They talk about the types of major modifications the vehicle has, you know, what it's used for, how its build was. They also talk about the two main members of their team. Let's see. Then they have a competitive experience, which is kind of like their race resume that shows kind of their competition status, et cetera, et cetera. Then they talk about their progress for this year, what they're intending on doing, what they're working toward. And things like that. They have another vehicle that they're talking about. They go into their social media.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like this one. I just kind of glanced at it. You're looking a little bit more in depth, but I feel like they're very very descriptive on what their plans are, what their goals are, and what they can offer. So like already off the bat, I think that's a big plus.
Yep. So this one's going to take a little bit more of a turn, and the reason is because...
Do you think it's too long?
Well, no.
Like, in your opinion?
I don't think it's too long. I think that they put a lot of pieces in here, and I know it's very difficult to see. I don't want to put the proposal out there, but we may have to try to figure out a way to show people. But basically, it's 6 pages.
I don't think we have to put this one up on the screen.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to run through. How I look at a lot of these proposals, and I know who these people are. I've met them at SEMA, so they clearly left an impression on me,
right,
which I think is the start of any proposal, because you want to, at the very least, when you send somebody's proposal in, you want to make a mark. You want that person to at least remember them. And a good sign of this is if you send a proposal into a company and then, let's say, you circle back around and you meet that person at an event or something like that and they remember you, then I think you did a good job, because one of your primary functions with any proposal is to start a relationship.
Right.
And I've said this before. If you're not in it for long-term relationships, you're not doing it for the right reasons. So these people have been on this for a few years now, and they've kept in contact with us, and they keep hitting us with proposals, and now it becomes a matter of, does it fit?
Right.
So let's go through a couple of their... I'm just going to use the overall grading list to go through their stuff.
Cool. And then we'll actually grade it afterwards.
Overall effort, design... presentation. So I'm going to go ahead and say that we have to give them
at least
a 7.
I was going to say at least 7 or more.
Yeah. So
they went.
You got the thing right? They're 7.
Yeah, right? I have.
So they have to have a 7, and the reason they have to have 7 is because this is a very well cohesive. It's very descriptive, but it's also well thought out. It makes sense. It flows. The parts that are in the right areas are all about the right areas. You know what
right.
I mean?
Like, they added photos. They have all the correct information in
this
there.
It's
organized. It's neat. Grammatically, everything's correct.
This is what I would expect to see from a proposal that wants to be taken seriously.
Right. And, like, you know, we're not going to be putting these up on the screen, but
right.
they put a nice little collage of photos in here showing some of the media that they'll be able to offer and some of the documentation of previous builds that they've done, or maybe it's the current one?
Well, I think they're showing, I think they've carefully chosen these photos to show the seriousness of their what program, their skill level as far as their build quality and what right. kind of things you could see. So that's right, interesting.
I see him working on some pistons there, and
yeah, he's assembling a short block. It looks like he's got some suspension stuff. So clearly, he knows how to get the car ready and dialed in.
Yeah.
And the vehicle is a
they're real car guys. Yeah, like, they're serious about what they're doing.
Yep. And so I go to their, now we got to drill down. I go to their Instagram following because, again, they've supplied us with all the social.
Every single one of them is listed right at the top, actually.
And then in a separate spot on the proposal. So I go through that area and I'm looking and, okay, so they have an okay following. Their view count and their interaction, because I'm, like I said, I'm getting really granular. You're going to see what I really think about these proposals and how I look at them. While their following is good, as far as, on Instagram,
it's not all about just the numbers. The engagement, just based off of, looking mm-hmm. around there, is pretty low.
The engagement seems to be low. The next thing I'm going to go look at when I get to an Instagram account that they're giving me is all the images and what's being put up there. Is it related, right? Because somebody could have 4,000 images, but maybe those 4,000 images are about zebras and giraffes and only two or three of them are about cars.
Cars, yeah.
So I'm going to get up here and whatever. I'm looking for relationships, other people that may be working with them. I don't see much. I see one or two things, but it's questionable whether they bought it or they've received it as a sponsorship. Check their proposal to see if they've mentioned relationships or anything like that. Let's see. They do a lot of video. That's cool. So clearly there would be some media to gain from this type of proposal.
Yeah, they do mention. So there's a section here titled 2020 Progress, and they put some of the sponsors in there. Let's see.
Right, and got some.
This is just parts. Those are just parts that they put on. I don't think.
Yeah. So we have a couple.
Parts that they put in. They're not sponsors that.
They got a couple sponsored parts. Right. I like these people because they also have a good story to tell. I don't know. Bottom line is they have a good story to tell, and they convey one of the things that we really hold high on our criteria list, which is they are real car people. So that's there. But, like I said, their engagement is low, and from a social aspect, this isn't going to be a huge one that I'm going to, it's not bad, but it's just, it's like, okay, so it's there. Let's see. I want to go back to their proposal here. They have a YouTube. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, so they don't have really any subs. And also, it doesn't really look like they're really that committed to the content that goes up on YouTube. Because if you look at the frequency, it's months ago that they've posted something recently here.
Right.
I'm going to look at that same
thing. In their proposal, I actually just read it. They did offer media to the companies. So, sometimes we'll be looking to people that we sponsor, like, hey, like, can you get a shot of this? Can you get a shot of that? Yep. Or, is it something you can offer? So they actually did offer that in their proposal. Even though their YouTube channel, they're not as consistent with it, they still offered to be like, hey, like, we can still get some footage for you guys and send it over.
And so that's kind of the deal. That's where it gets tough. So they promised, one of the things that they're really touting is that they are going to be able to provide media. And so the one thing about when you do that, in my opinion, is that if you're going to say that you're going to be giving media, then when companies go to all your social accounts and different things,
you should see the kind of media that you're willing to offer.
There should be just this overflowing amount of media. And that doesn't really come across with any of their social pieces. You know, they have a good little following on Instagram. The problem with that is that, again, their engagement is well. And honestly, for the entire time that they have been on Instagram, they only have five. Well, that's going to give it away. I don't want to tell how many posts they have. But they don't have a large number of posts. So, you know, you start to think, like, all right, this is the media I'm getting.
Things like that are also kind of suspicious.
I don't think it's suspicious because, like I said, I've met this. This is multiple years. They're really doing it. This is, to me, when I look at this, I say, these are people with the right intention that are trying to do what they love and make not only a living at it, but continue to at least try to not cost them so much money, right? Because you know that they're putting a lot of money into running one of these programs.
Right.
And then in addition to that, this is one of those things where they're looking for some help and support to continue doing what they love. And that's great. That's great. But sending that proposal in, it gets tough because sometimes, like, you know, I think that these people have all, this team has all the right intentions, and I would love to be behind this. And this is kind of where we sat. But, you know, if you look at their proposal, they even go into their media and they give you some statistics, which I think is good. They talk about their statistics, they talk about their unique users and their reach and different things like that. But, you know, what happens is with modern day, using terms like impressions and overall, you know, reach and things like that, it's very difficult to define a clear and inherent value on that because of the fact that you can have all the reach in the world, but if you don't establish the connection, if you don't establish the value within that reach, then it's just another potential for somebody's eyeballs to have seen it.
Right.
So I think that's why, to this date, I haven't really done much with this. You know, now, look, I will say this. They clearly have a head for this stuff. They clearly are the right people. Is this something that I would do a partial sponsorship on? I might take a gamble. On this team and do a partial sponsorship because I believe that just establishing the relationship with them may not only help them to kind of get some momentum, but it may also help us just to find some media and some content that we can then share through our social.
Right.
And I think that they on the very surface of it, they appear to be really good people. So and the type of people we look for.
Right.
So let's do the rundown.
All right. So for the overall effort,
we did that already.
Oh yeah, we did that one already. That was a seven.
Information in their build.
So build info. They definitely have that there. Mm-hmm. Use. They have that. Did they put? I didn't notice. Did they put what it is they were looking for?
No, but I think here it's going to be fair to say it's going to be a product thing.
Right.
They didn't put that in, but either way, I think for the most part, they supplied a sufficient amount of information. So let's not talk about the quality of the information. Let's talk about...
Did they actually supply it?
And I would say for the most part, yes. So I'm going to give them an 8 on information.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's really fair.
Let's see. Exposure, plan, and value. Social opportunities for the brand, media that they'll supply.
Again, they supplied all of this information. So for this, it's just kind of assessing whether or not
there's value there for us.
There's value there for us. So the media, I would say, like, just being, like, really rough, like, obviously I would at least give them 3 points for these because they already got that. Media, I would even up it just a little more on the value of that because, like, they can get media for us or – you know, they would be able to get media for Koenig, whether or not they actually have, like, big followings or whatever. Like, it's apparent that they've done it before and they have access to it, so they can do it for us. So I think that definitely has the value there. Social, not as much. I think out of 15, I'd give it maybe another 8 or 9.
And I was going to say 7.5. So let's give them 8. And as far as creativity, I'm going to give it a 2.
I mean, It's not very it's very formal. It's a very formal
which is acceptable and understood.
Right.
They obviously didn't lose any points. Their spelling, their grammar, they have very clear thoughts.
This is a very traditional, formal, and very, very well thought out and laid out proposal.
And this is a solid proposal.
Yeah.
This is a solid proposal. And anybody who sends one of these in, look, there's some piles here, right? You send something in that's very much like, you know, like the, you know, like no effort, or whatever. Most likely, you'll either get a reply back that says thank you, which you're not exactly a fit for this at the time, or you know, it ends up just in somebody's trash folder. You know, you put a little bit more effort, or you send something like this, you at least get put into the pile of people that we're spending the time to really look at the pieces to decide. Are you in the mix?
Right.
And they went even higher. They went to the point where I actually said, you know what, I would, if they were interested, I would take a chance on doing some sort of partial sponsorship with them, in the sense that I think that there might be a relationship there to start.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So what's our total scale?
So let's see. We have 16, 18, 25. We have 25 out of 40 on this.
Okay.
Which I think is well deserved. I think that's really good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm concerned that you didn't add right, but I mean, aside from that.
What do you mean? Eight is 16
right.
plus 2. 17,
right.
Is 18.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I'm right. I'm with you. Sorry. I looked at the 7 and it looked like a 4.
Oh, no, it's a 7.
All right. Cool. So 25 out of 40. Cool. And I know it seems like, oh, that's just over 50%. But it's really not. I mean, it's up there in the sense of it's a value. I would say if you get anything over the 20 mark, you at least are seriously entertained.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm going to go put this.
There's a big scale to some of these things. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to make it seem like stuff's not easy. We still recording?
Yeah.
That's great.
Get that out of the way. Make sure our camera's
on. All right. What else? What else we got?
All right. So the next one is a very.
No, that's the really good one. We'll save that for the end.
You want to save this one for the end? Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
Well, you want to do it first?
No. We'll stick that there for now. All right. Let's look at this one. Let me show you who this is.
Got it.
There's no information on the back. Let's see.
Okay.
Let me kind of skim through it.
Yeah. Let me just take this one.
Okay.
All right. First off, I can tell by what's going on here. This is a person that's younger in the car game, and is a student. I believe that's what we're looking at here.
Oh.
Now with that whole thing, I think. This person deserves props for sitting down and taking the time to make a serious proposal, right?
Yeah.
This is one of those ones that can be critiqued, and I believe that as you put some more effort into your own program, I believe that this is somebody that has a head on them that they could enter into a sponsorship. So it's a proposal that is, let's see, how many pages? It's 6 pages long. The last 2 pages are photos.
Right. He has an O2 Acura RSX Type S.
Yep. Let's see. The page before that is vehicle mods, so I clearly know where he's at. Let's see here. This person's a racer. I mean, there's no doubt about that. This is a car enthusiast. This is a racer. This is, you know, somebody that really technically knows some stuff. So let's talk about the first 2 pages. The first 2 pages here, there is a lengthy
bio.
Kind of. I mean, you know, weaving in and out, but that's cool. Tells us about himself for sure. And talks about his, you know, kind of what are the things he's been doing, how he's been gaining more knowledge, and he's building. And I think that that's a really critical point, because what you're saying is, hey, look, I don't know everything, but I'm trying. Like, I'm learning. I'm in that mix of trying to, get to that level, right?
Right.
he is pretty clear about what he's looking for. He talks about the community and the different things he's done, and he talks about the involvement he's had with the brand. So what I like about that is, again, you've shown you're part of our community. You'll instantly be kind of showing, hey, look, I'm in it. Like, you know, I know what's going on. I do follow your brand. I am part of your community. I know what kind of things I'm looking for. So then he leaves off, after he says his name, he leaves off with a quote. And the quote's from Nelson Mandela. I think that my suggestion is take that out. Because one, I don't know that I would say that Nelson Mandela and your car proposal are maybe a good fit. And I also think that when we start talking about quoting people, nobody's really going to see much value in that. I know it seems weird, but don't.
I think there is kind of a time and place for things like that. I don't think it's necessary for the sponsorship proposal. I'm just kind of going.
I mean, his proposal clearly shows how he has a demonstrated knowledge of our brand, which is really good. So there's not too much else to say about this. We surmised it. Let's go right to the.
You want to go through the grading?
Yeah, let's go through the grading. Overall effort, design, and presentation. I'm going to give this one a 6 because I think that. It's formal. He put in some things here. You know, there's not a lot here, but he did put in some sort of clear, concise thoughts.
Yeah, I'll give it that.
Maybe I go a little lower. Feel a little lower?
No.
Feel good about that?
Yeah.
All right.
I say no because I already know some of the creativity points are going to suffer. So that kind of evens it out. All
right. So Nick's throwing your points here.
Information-wise, I mean, he's got the build info. He has what he's using it for.
Yeah.
Did he put what he's looking for? Wheels?
Not really, but I mean, I'm sure it's
of,
wheels.
Kind of a given. And did he put whether or not he's sponsored by other companies?
No. So I'm gonna say so, right here so we're in that 5 to 6 range.
I would say maybe closer to – I would probably say a 5 just because some of the information isn't there and then the value on the information that is there is also kind of low. So I would give that a 5.
All right. So let's do 5. Exposure, plan, and value. I think this is where he's going to get hurt too. Doesn't really seem like he's got a ton to offer the brand. His social stuff doesn't really seem to be there.
I mean,
not
does,
too many
does
opportunities.
He say, does he say how he's playing to market?
Not really. I mean,
is it just events? Is it doing media?
Yeah, I mean,
is
I think most of it's events. I mean, he does say he can provide some media. I know he's photography, videography. So he talks about how he's got a timeline problem because he looks like he's, you know, working. He's a student full time working on his stuff. And these are the type of people that we wish we could just sponsor.
Yeah.
Because he is a car person and he does take it seriously. And we know that there's not going
to
be.
It'd be cool to give him that opportunity.
Yeah, but ultimately, I'm going to say for the exposure plan and kind of what he's included that
out of 15,
it's got to be like a 6.
I was going to say a 5.
I'll give him a 6.
Okay.
And then creativity, I'm going to give him a 1.
I was going to say 1.
Yeah. So where are we at on this?
We are at, let's see, 6 times 3, 18.
Okay. So 18 out of 25. 18 out of 40. but I will say this. This is the bare minimum. Like, if you haven't done this type of thing to at least show a company that you're
Yeah, you should at least go as in-depth.
At least I take this seriously.
That. Yeah.
I look at this and I go, look, this is a hardworking dude. And, you know, and you catch me on the right day. And if he was a little bit more clear as to how we could help him, and if it wasn't one of those things that I felt like he was asking for a lot, like this might be one of those ones where I make a phone call to one of our dealers and say, hey, look, we're going to give you a discount to extend to this customer, or we're going to give you a partial, or we're going to give some. We're going to figure out something, you know. And this guy may, you know, maybe the guy that gets a T-shirt and he does get, you know, he gets our wheels. Then maybe I send him a T-shirt, and we start to build a relationship. And over the couple of years, you know, we go in the right direction, and it turns into something.
Yep.
All right. Next one. What we got?
All right. Let's see. Is this part of this?
We should be climbing through. We should have only one left.
Two.
We should have one
three.
Left.
Three. I have three. I have this dude with the FC. I have this guy I'm going to show you, and then I have the one that we're going to save for last. So that's actually the guy I'm up to now with those two cars.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, let's do that.
Should I just kind of read through this? It's three paragraphs long.
Yeah, it's lengthy.
You know what? Skim read. Let me run through it.
Make sure the camera can't see.
Yeah, hopefully not. Probably not.
Says where he's from.
He says his name, where he's from. I want to start off by saying I gained a good amount of knowledge from following Koenig on Instagram.
Sucking up, that's always a good point.
Yeah. And watching informative videos you all post on YouTube. I've been an automotive enthusiast all my life and always thought it would be a bucket list item to be sponsored by an industry-leading aftermarket company, or one day getting my build featured in a magazine, RIP print. I've known the Koenig brand since the 90s. I grew up reading magazines and drooling over the aftermarket catalog spread. All right, so this is pretty much, you know, some of his background.
But he's establishing that
he's an actual car guy, and he's familiar with the Koenig brand.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's not just reaching out because he's like, oh, like, you know, sponsor me because this is this. Like, no, he's actually showing that he is invested in the brand, and he's not just looking for handouts, and he's looking to build a relationship.
So, my tone is appreciative.
Right.
Absolutely. This is the type of sponsorship proposal, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, that I at least run through and will reply back to and say, listen, thanks so much. If there's anything, you know, like, we'll come up with some way of getting back to him. But
put that right there. All right, let's see. After watching your recent YouTube video, it gave me the encouragement to try it out. Thanks for the informative content Scott and Nick always provide. They also did a great job of making prospective clients feel welcome and showed the type of relationship Koenig has with his fans and supporters. Okay, so that just kind of
tear heart emoji, we're there
pretty much. All right. Well, I was gonna say that just kind of like validates what we just said. But anyways, as for my proposal, I recently picked up a 2017 Mustang EcoBoost with a performance package. I plan on making it a daily that I can do track events with and also attend shows and meets. This project will be executed with the goals of it being relatable to the majority of automotive enthusiasts and with tasteful quality projects. Products that majority of automotive enthusiasts can relate to when they see it. I feel Koenig has the perfect balance of both daily driver and motorsports engineering put into each wheel produced. I believe that after doing some research on the S556 generation Mustang community, there are not many of them running Koenig wheels, and I hope to remedy that by trying to be active on forums and groups to show off the Koenig products. I know that Koenig takes great pride in its motorsports heritage and invests a lot into the technology that goes into each product. With over 35 years in the industry, producing products with uncompromised. All right, so he's pretty much just upping the brand.
I could tell right away that he's looked at a lot of stuff from our brand because he's using some of the copy that we have throughout some of the sites.
Right. So
kind of reiterate his point.
So he's done his research on the company for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also in this paragraph, he's going through and saying how he's planning to market the products if he's approved on the sponsorship, if this proposal is approved. So going on to the next one, if chosen to be sponsored, it would not be a one-way relationship. I'll provide my time and services when I can to spread positive professional representation of the Koenig brand. I'm not a famous social media influencer by any means. And then he puts his Instagram and
so stop right there. So like I said before, if you put something in there that you're saying is a valuable piece that has to be looked at. So I'm going to go to this Instagram. First thing is It's got a lot of posts. So all right, we're on.
That is a lot.
Yeah, we're on the right track here. It means that he's an active part of this community. He's got a decent little following. That's cool. His following count is just as high as his follower count. Now, does that mean anything? Not always, but you know, just keep in mind that it is something that people sometimes look at because that one-to-one exchange. See, sometimes there used to be like this old thing where people, to get followers, they would go and they
follow
would...
follow a bunch of people.
Right, and so that doesn't mean that you're doing that.
I see it as one of two ways. I mean, his followers is a very small percentage higher than his following. So it can mean one of two things. Either one, he followed all those people to get followers back, but based on the number, usually if it's very, very high numbers, I take that as, you know, he followed all these people and all of these people followed back, and that's why he has such high numbers. I think he actually knows those people.
Yeah.
He's actually like a community person.
Yep.
And majority of those followers are actually his friends.
I agree with that.
That's how I'm taking that as.
I agree with that.
I think that alone has value. And the content that he has, like, he's very adamant. He's posting a lot. But the question I have for you is, what kind of content is he actually posting? Is it
he's clearly a photographer. And
right. Okay.
And so a lot of the stuff that you're gonna have here, I would document more as portfolio-ish.
Right.
Right. And with that respect, we have to look at the fact that when you have something like this, it gets tough to really declare this as the social channel as the value for the sponsorship, and I'll tell you why.
Well, because it has nothing to do with the build.
Because right, because the majority of the pictures. I mean, this is his, so
yeah.
He's got some interview.
All of those cars are other people's cars. Now,
not all of them.
Well,
because this is him. This is him. Like.
Well,
he does put him in there.
Majority of them. He's an automotive photographer, so he photographs other people's cars.
That's right.
And if anything, his page is a portfolio to his photography, not to his automotive building.
Which he's not trying to hide, so he flat out said that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the value I think there is there is that, you know, because he's so good with that and he's experienced in that, you know, he can offer media.
Which is what he's offering.
Yeah.
He's flat out saying, hey, look, you know, like, I understand that you guys can do your own content creating. However, what I can bring to the table is basically this unique, you know, photography service, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And he's giving his Instagram account more as a portfolio for us to look at examples of his content.
Right.
So you're using the Instagram channel, thing in the right way. So that's solid.
And that's pretty much it.
I wish you were here in New York because you can replace Nick.
Pretty much. Did he say where he's from? Yes, he did.
I hope I didn't give you away. Anyhow.
No, it's okay.
But
yeah, pretty much. Thank you for the great opportunity. If a sponsorship is not possible, I'll gladly take the knowledge I gained and the relationship I got to build off this.
So let's go right through the...
And then really quickly, just in the back of it. So he mentioned the car he's doing. He put a possible alternative vehicle option in case we wanted to do something with that. But he put the car down. He put what he's planning to do with it. And he's in the early stages of the build. So there's not really much done to it right now because he just picked the car up.
Yeah, so let's go through the numbers here. Overall effort, design, presentation. I'm going to say that the design and the presentation are, because it's basically email-based. I'm going to say that the overall effort was pretty decent. I'm going to give, I was thinking of four.
Four?
But okay. I'm going to give a four here. I think he gave, you know, some... effort there because what he wrote was it took him time to write that.
Yeah, 100%.
Information.
I think.
What's that?
I think the information is there.
Mm-hmm. For what he had.
Yeah, I mean, for what this was, like he definitely put like what he's going to be using the car for, what he's looking for. He has no other relationships right now, and pretty much, like, the build info and the status and his background and stuff. Yep. So, like, all that information is there. As far as, like, what the value is for – are we still rolling there?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. We have to keep checking because this is, like, a long podcast. But as far as the value on it, I feel like there's some value there. Like I said, especially, like, us.
We're in the information portion, right?
Content. Yeah, we're on the information portion. I don't know. I feel like that was good. I also would give that around a 5.
So I'll actually go higher than that. For the information on this, I'm going to say 7.
Yeah?
And the reason...
You want to average it and give it a 6?
Sure, why not? So I would say the reason I would give this a good amount of stuff in here is that the quality of what's here may have a little bit lacking, but what he had to offer, he did explain. And so
right. From
that part, I think the information he supplied was accurate to what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Exposure plan and value, social opportunities for branding, upcoming media. I'm going to say that this one is going to be closer to like a 9, like an 8.
Really?
I'm going to do 8.
Why? I'm curious. So I was actually going to score it a little bit lower just on – like he put what he was planning to do. I'm just not so sure on like the actual value of them. But let me hear your thought process on it.
So the reason I say 8 is because – in his exposure value plan, I think he brings a very unique thing to the table. And if we needed it, I think that it would be a good thing. He's basically saying, like, hey, like, as a representative of your brand, I can help you with some automotive content. So there's a value to that, right? There's a tangible value to that. And so somebody like this, if they're in the right circle, has the right vehicle, you know, we talked about getting out there to the racetrack in this community, but like, do I think I'm going to get good pictures of his car when we do them? I do. Do I think I'm going to get good pictures that he's going to give us to use of other people's cars that would...
Absolutely.
...that would be at the track that he may see to have our product? I do. Do I think that this guy, depending on the relationship, could turn into one of those things where, you know, he turns into like a little local shooter for us and... maybe. So, like, this is one of those ones I think that does have some value there. And his photography is good. But you're right. I mean, it's not going to be the full-fledged there because there's not a ton other than that.
Right. Okay. And then the overall creativity of
1.
Of this. I was actually going to say a 1 also just because, you know, it's in an email. Nothing really too crazy. A couple photos. And social links. So let me see. Adding all of that up, we have 10, 18, 19 out of 40.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I think I really like this one just because, like you said, what he had to offer is, like, it has value to it. And he's very descriptive. He used the Instagram the right way. He used... just the information.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. This was the FC RX7. So he gives us his information on it. I'm kind of just rolling through these. Sorry if the paper's making a lot of noise in the audio. So he has a lot of information here. He did... lots of bullet points. He supplied us with a lot of photos. Let's see. That's one of the more important ones.
Can we just...
And that, literally those two pages.
Do you think... I think this is so concise. Do you think we can just... whatchamacallit? Do you think we can just go right to the scoring?
Yeah, I think we can.
Yeah, me too.
So... all right, so just going through this really quickly, like he put who he is, some of his background on the car, he put information on the car and the build and what he's looking to do. So he's going to be doing a LS swap in a FC RX-7. It's a 1987 with a Z32 transmission. He put a couple other things in here that he's looking to do with it. It's not very much, a few bullet points in each section. For events, exposure, and media, the build's still in progress. He put that he's planning to drift once a month, and eventually hoping to do more. Let's see. I'm not going to mention that because that'll kind of give it away who he is. And he put that he's going to be doing YouTube. Now, he also put his information. Did you check out his socials?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on his socials?
Not much there. But let's go through that.
All right, so let's go through the points. So overall effort and design and presentation of this, I'll give it a little bit just because it's a little different than the other ones. It's definitely easy to go through. It wasn't really full on paragraphs, it was kind of bullet points. I would probably give this like a 4.
As far as the overall effort and look?
For the presentation of it, yeah.
I don't know. I would go higher than that.
You think?
Yeah, I would. I would say that this is a 6.5. I would say it's 6.5. He put time into it. It's a PDF. He was clear. He thought about it. This isn't something that was developed in 15 minutes. Like, I mean, he put some effort into it.
Yeah.
Let's see. Information about the build status, et cetera, vehicle sponsorship use. So he was very, very clear on what he intended to do with it. He didn't really have anything about relationship with sponsors. My guess is he really doesn't have any yet.
Mm-hmm.
He provided a pretty clear idea about the build and its status. Now, I would say, at this stage, when you're at that small of a level, if you don't have, let's remember, everything's relative, right? So if we're going to be talking about a, let's say, a YouTube channel that's really big, right, and has a lot of following, and they're starting a build from scratch, a lot of the exposure you're going to receive is through the build.
Right.
When you don't really have that following, I would say you need to really think about where is the value I'm going to bring? Where is it going to come from? And when it's going to come from, your build's not done yet, and you don't have a proven track record, and you don't have, kind of exposure or other companies or anything like that, asking for a company to sponsor you is very difficult,
mm-hmm.
very difficult. I mean, we really don't have really much information about you, no other relationships, no other companies. You know, if you had, let's flip this up again. If your build was in the same status as it was right now, but you have produced 3 other vehicles, in the past, and you've worked with all these different companies, and you whatever it is, it may open a door where somebody can pick up the phone, call that other company, and say, "Hey, what's the deal? Oh, he's a really good guy. He always turns out this stuff. He does this. He does this. He does this." I don't see any of that here, so I'm going to say that is a major downfall for this proposal being viewed.
Yeah.
Right? But with that said, I'm going to say that the information that he displayed here, as far as the information about himself, I think that was good. He's got a family. He talks about his occupation.
He
talks about how he got around cars.
He put the build, he said, for drifting, correct?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Yeah.
He talks about, so his information is good, right? Words that are tough in a sponsorship proposal when you don't have a lot of track record yet. Planning. Going to. Hope to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
if you haven't done things like this before, like, anybody can be planning to do something. Anybody can be trying to do something. Anybody can be, quote-unquote, going to do something. If you don't really have a track record on that, it's hard to really prove that you're capable of doing those things or that you can do those things.
But I would say information-wise, if we're going to the information part here, I think he deserves a 7. I think he deserves a 7.
You think?
I mean, he gave a lot of information. He was very clear in his thoughts and his conciseness. I mean, for the information he provided, I would say he deserves a 7.
I was going to say five.
Okay. But what information do you think he left out?
Well, I just feel like...
Remember, we're not comparing quality in this section as far as that too much, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I guess...
He was clear. He was concise. He did tell you just enough about him. Told you what he was looking to do. He told you about his build. He told you about the status of his build. He didn't have anything else to really offer as far as that's why he didn't put it in there. He gave his social accounts. Like, you know, he gave information about what he was trying to convey.
I don't know. I feel like information about the car could have a little bit more what he's really planning on doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's only, like, a small bullet point of things here. I mean, he doesn't have to put every single thing.
It's pretty, but the points that he picked to put in are pretty relevant.
Yeah.
You know, like the stuff he put in, when he talks about it, he talks about what his car is, what engine he's running, what transmission he's running, what kind of angle kit he's running. He talked about a couple people that we've had relationships with, that he's done some things. So we know that there's a tie in the community that we're talking about.
Yeah, but some of the information is also kind of vague. Like, you know, he put social media posts and YouTube videos. I just feel like I would want to see a little bit more information. Engagement with potential customers, web development work, like that alone, I feel like should have a little bit more.
So let's
want to meet in the middle?
Six and a half?
It was between five and seven. Right, I was going to say six.
So we'll give him a six. All right. Information we just did. Exposure and value for the plan.
I mean, he offered us media. He wasn't specific what, but he did say that he would be able to offer us media. His socials. What did you say again about his socials? Not really much of a following.
No, not really.
Anything there as far as like?
But he's putting out. But I will say he's putting out content.
Consistency. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So there's some value there.
So I'm gonna say. Let's throw
seven.
Six and a half.
Six and a half?
Yeah. Give him a six and a half. And then creativity, I'm actually going to give him a two because I think his proposal was fair. He laid it out a little bit differently. Everything was bullet points. I think it was clear, as concise. So
right.
We're totally up. Where are we at?
So let's see. Six and a half and 13, six and a half. That's 13.
21.
13 plus eight. Yeah. 21.
Yeah. So I think it was pretty good. All right, last one.
Yeah, so we're on our last one, and this one, I gotta say, man, like, so we're gonna say who he is, because he put this sponsorship proposal out there on his YouTube channel.
And we'll link down below to his.
Yeah, we'll also link it down below. I've actually been aware of his YouTube channel for some time now. I came across it earlier this year. I actually am subscribed. I'm pretty sure I'm subscribed. So I see some of the posts he puts out here and there. So when Scott actually sent this proposal to me and shared it with me, I was like, oh, wow, that's funny. Like, I know who he is. But this one, I feel like a lot of the points here, really, he just checked all the
So the we're going to go boxes. Right to the list. And the reason is because Nick, maybe right before here, you'll insert some snippets of his thing, and then we'll link out.
I'll insert one snippet just for time saving sake, because we're already at a very long podcast. I'll insert one snippet, and then the link will be down below for them if they want to go.
I mean, I'd imagine we're going to chop some of this stuff up and not give everybody the whole four.
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. So anyhow, bottom line is.
I have the thing here.
Either way, make sure you check the link below. It is his full proposal, and I think you'll get pretty decent enjoyment out of it.
Right.
So let's see. Overall effort, design, and presentation. I'm going to give this one a 10.
We didn't even say who is it.
He would have just introduced himself if you put the clip in.
That's valid.
All right, so listen. So this is Chris
from
FlyRide.com. And he has a YouTube channel, and the YouTube channel is not bad. I say this, and it must look like, sorry, I know you're watching a YouTube channel right now, but this is a very different YouTube channel, and we are not YouTubers, and we're just putting up information. So please, you know, when the dude has, I mean, the dude towers us
in
subscribers compared to what we have.
Oh, yeah. And
that's not where I'm coming from. I'm not coming from that. I'm coming there from a person that you know, looks at these proposals all day long, and I deal with guys like Chris from BS with Build, who has over 1 million subs, and all these different other people, whether it be Chris Fix or Tavarish or the Rag Company, which is a little bit, you know, smaller, or, you know, even a guy like a Taylor Ray. We have influencers from across the spectrum, right?
Right.
All right. So Chris sends us in a video. First thing is, he did mention us on his channel just the other day. Then he sends us a link to our very own page on his website.
Which, that alone, I think, I would give that an 8 or a 9.
What alone?
Well, and as far as, so we were going to go through the points.
I'm
overall effort, design, and presentation.
I'm giving him a 10.
Like a custom page on your website, like that's awesome. And like we even like analyzed that. We're looking. We're like, wait a second. Like, is that our, like, he put our Flowform video in it, in the background.
Yeah, I mean, there was effort put in there. But in addition to that,
it was a designated page to submit a proposal to this specific brand.
Yep. You know, and in addition to that, he made a video, which was his proposal.
Right.
That he put on top of the page. So this is somebody that spent time.
Right.
That really thought about how to convey.
And he only had a week to do this.
And so, you know? This is a good example of a few things. One, it's a good example of
dedication.
Not every sponsorship proposal has to be in a PDF or on paper or in an email,
right,
or in writing.
It doesn't always have to be so formal.
Right. But in a great way, this has a lot more clout than some of the other ones.
Right.
So I would say his overall effort, design, presentation, that's why I max it out. I give it a 10 because I think that you cannot take away the amount of effort that this guy put in. I mean, short of maybe fireworks or and he did a great job. So that's the first one. So this, I mean, listen, and he's clearly dealt with some of this stuff in his own right because he has, you know, a company. And,
yeah, he has his own company. He has his own following, and he's already been doing.
There's a lot of like things with like
thing.
Custom lights and yeah, he's worked with other influencers. So
right, he understands what a company needs in order to grow and things that they find value in. So he already has that first person perspective of, I've already been doing this, and he's offering it to Koenig as like an extension of, hey, like, I'm already doing this, but like, I could do it for you too while I'm also doing it for me, you know?
Right. So give him a 10 there. Information, build info, status, quick information on the person, vehicle sponsorship use, what is he looking for, current noteworthy relationships and sponsors. Man, I'm going to go right through it, and here's why. You just go watch it for yourself. I mean,
yeah.
It's there.
So all he went through all of this information. He told us what he was looking for. He told us what he's going to be using the car for and the product for. And he told us a little bit of his background. He told us the car too. It's a Mazda 3. I don't remember if it was a Speed 3, but I know it's a Mazda 3. And,
I don't think it is, no.
You know, he also put his noteworthy relationships. I don't remember if he put other people that are sponsoring him.
Well, he's shown about people
he's worked
with. He did.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got sponsors.
He did.
But,
it's on his page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but the collaboration he has and the relationships with other YouTubers that he's been doing in order to build his own brand, that in itself has a lot of value to it.
I guess. I mean, I like the fact, I mean, he's got some sponsorships. He clearly understands. He's got a good head on him. And he really, I mean, when we talk about the only thing I think that he probably didn't say here in the information thing is maybe, like, in exchange for this, I'm looking for this. But
yeah.
Some people also view that as, like, you know, going to a job interview the first time and asking how much money before you talk about anything.
Pretty much.
So I'm not going to really kill him for that, but I'm going to say that this is, information-wise, he's at a 9.
Yeah.
Exposure plan value. So social, he's got a decent following.
Yep.
You know, when I look at the knock I guess I'll give him, and again, not compared to our channel because we're not YouTubers, but compared to, you know, a lot of the other people that we'll look at and go things around are, I would say that, you know, he's got a decent little following developing. I don't know, a little. He's got, that's condescending. I'm sorry.
He has a very big following. Were you going to say something on his community?
So the only thing I would say is when you start to look at his YouTube channel has a decent developing number of subscribers, but his view count isn't really that high. And when you start to look at the engagement, it's kind of low. He has a very typical, when you have that kind of size channel, he has some of those videos that do really, really well. And it has to do with subject matter and searches and algorithms. Right. And it's a tough thing to shake. So
right.
So that's not a knock. That's, you know, a compliment. And then he's got some other videos that he's putting out as routine content, which is really key. It looks like he posts, you know, weekly. And that content, the content's good.
Yeah.
The content's good.
Yeah, the production quality of the content is, like, you know, it's not crazy high production with, like, studios and, like, you know, he went all out. But, like, the editing and how he goes about, you know, tutorials, instructions, or whatever.
It's entertaining.
That content is, it's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, and you want to continue watching it. It's entertaining and informational.
I think it's very much on our same wavelength.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's putting out a lot of free information for you to use, look at, do whatever you want with. And I think there's a lot of value there. So I think we already, now the brands and everything are aligning. Yeah. So let's talk about some of the exposure things. I mean, the YouTube channel, I think, is good. He's got his community. He's building his community. You know, it's hard. You know, if this was a sole proposal that came based off of just having a YouTube channel, I would say no. But he has some other things. He's got some other following. And again, even on his Instagram stuff, he's got a good little following. But you know, the engagement's a little lower than I would hope for. But that's happening to a lot of people. Algorithms are changing. Organic reach is changing. So I get it. And he's running a company. So I would say that still I would say it's pretty good. When it comes down to some of the upcoming media he has a track record there. I believe he'll continue to supply that. So that's really great. And he mentions a lot of stuff about how he would give that, you know, cover that stuff in his video
right. On
that page that we will include the link below for. One of the things I would say that's kind of a knock as far as the value goes is the vehicle. The vehicle is an older
Mazda 3,
you know, I mean, even if he did the most incredible engine swap and, you know, spent, you know, it's marginal to
how much attention it'll actually get.
Or how much attention, you know, or what we could do with the media that comes from it, right?
Right.
With your company, like, you know, like, that's not one of those vehicles we're going to put stuff on and it's going to, even if it was the dopest thing you can imagine out of that vehicle, it's not really going to be a big marketing piece for us. So we're really talking about, is his reach with exposure through his channel and his audience and the people he'll work with or how the build will get seen, is that hold a lot of value? Now, understand that when you have a vehicle
I feel like it's a little tricky, and I'm a little torn by it because, you know, while he's not really doing, like, a build channel and, like, a straight mechanics or racing or one of those things. The content he produces is to do custom things for your car. So I think in that aspect, he'll get...
I think it's going to be cool to watch what he does with it.
Yeah. And he's still kind of in the automotive realm, but I feel like it's a little bit away from it. Because it's something that a lot of people don't really think about doing to their cars as far
well,
as like
I also think you get into one of these things when you start talking about this vehicle is that remember that even if he's doing a lot of content on the stuff that he, well, as a business should be doing, which is the light content and this and that and the other thing, that doesn't mean that we're going to be part of that.
Yeah.
Because it's not the kind, and we wouldn't expect to be, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where I think the exposure versus value comes in. Now, he gets excellent marks for the thought and effort that went into this section of the proposal. Where it falls down for is just a little bit of value. So I'm going to say here in the exposure plan that we're going to do
13.
I was thinking like 10.
10?
Yeah. All right. Let's go higher. Let's go 12. Let's go 12.
Deal.
Creativity, I'm going to give him all 5 points.
All 5 points, yeah. It's the creativity, the effort that went into that video, the presentation, all of it was just...
I'm going to give him all 5 points.
Yeah.
So where are we at?
So we are at, let's see, math, 14, 24, 36 out of 40 points.
I mean, it's super high.
And that is so, like... That is almost 100% right there.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm saying is congratulations, Chris. Yeah, I'm in. I'd sponsor this.
Yeah.
I would sponsor this. You know, if nothing else, I think that we would gain a really decent
relationship
and somebody that we can, you know, possibly do some fun stuff in the future. And it may be as simple as, hey, we're gonna do a giveaway through one of our things and maybe he'll include one of his light packages in or something. Just thinking outside the sphere of what's going on. Also, I think what's interesting with Chris is that he brings just a different aspect. Like we're super focused on a lot of the motorsports stuff. And I think you know, the fact that he's going to be dabbling in the stuff with his car, but also the fact that he's into a lot of the showy aesthetic pieces for his business.
Right.
I think it's just interesting that, you know, well, maybe...
It's a little bit of a different aspect, I feel, from the steps away.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I think Koenig, I think, like, performance street car and track cars, like, drifting or road racing, whatever. But, you know, from his perspective of the channel and what he's offering... Like accessories like that are really for, like you said, show cars.
Yeah.
So I think that adds pretty good value there.
Yeah.
I think it'll be interesting.
So that's it. We climbed through some good examples. I really hope that the people that are watching this will find this super useful. And again, not one comment that we made here today was
to call anybody out or
to hurt anybody's feelings or say anything bad. I really hope that this will be something that's so technical as far as you got real examples and real practical feedback that you can actually use it to improve yourself, improve your offering, improve your value, improve some of the things that companies really do look for when they're trying to address who they should sponsor or not.
Yeah.
So I hope that was of value. If you guys like this thing, then throw this below. Maybe we'll throw a comment below. Maybe we'll try to do another one of these if you think that would be cool. We'll allow maybe some more people to put some sponsorship proposals in. Maybe we'll cater it more towards different segments, like only race teams or only, you know, only show guys or only, you know what I mean? Like break it up that way. But anyhow, so that was it. Thank you to the people that sent stuff in. It really does mean quite a bit. And you know, the fact that we use your proposal to be able to really give specific examples to people, I think it's a really good thing you did for the community. And I hope that people will really find, solid value here. And I think there's a couple of good people here that we'll correspond with over the next, coming days, weeks, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
So thank you very much. Let's see.
So let's just wrap it up. Yes. Yeah, so we go live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Instagram, Facebook as well, most of the time. This Friday, I would possibly have something out. We're working on it.
It's not looking good.
It's not, but we are working on it. We've had a lot of things going on recently, a lot of other things that need our attention as far as content goes. So
yeah, but what we're going to do is, I don't know, who knows? Anyhow,
there's
something. If you are still with us, thank you for watching. And make sure you tune into the live stream. It will be coming up in a little bit. And if you have any questions about any of these sponsorship proposals or any specific questions that are a result of anything that we said, throw it up there.
Below.
I'm positive that we are going to have made some sort of reference that you're going to say is somewhat inconsistent or the numbers don't match. Remember, this was all for just the idea of being able to convey some sort of
idea
or of what we're looking for, what kind of things you need, et cetera, et cetera. So
right.
Just take it for face value. Again, this is not to put numbers on anybody's stuff. This was just to try to give you an idea in our head how it would work. And honestly, it worked kind of exactly like it should work. I mean, that's really how we view proposals, and we did real proposals, and I think we made at least one or two relationships out of the stuff that we decided to review. So
yeah.
Thanks for tuning in. We will catch you back here next Wednesday. Take care of yourself, and maybe we'll see you in a little bit on the live stream. Take care.
And don't forget to subscribe. Peace.